We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marks and Reese, live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You know, Elliot, normally we look up Ike at the call screen and we see Elliot Short Parks. It's not up there. You know why?
Why?
He's in studio today.
Oh, okay.
How do we, like, he's in studio for the midday show on Tuesdays. I wanted to move it so we could get him in studio, but he's choosing being in studio for those guys over us. So I don't know how I feel about that. Elliot, were you featured in the Amazon Emmy Award-winning show All or Nothing, the Philadelphia Eagles? Ike and I were.
I mean, I guess if you call being the star featured, I mean, I was in it, yeah, for sure.
Were you?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I got to say, I texted Jack this morning saying I'm coming in to come to be with you guys today.
Really?
But unfortunately, you're at Chickies. Well, no, I shouldn't say unfortunately. It's always fun at Chickies and Pete's.
Yes.
But
yeah.
It's just me and Jack here now. That's the unfortunate part. I wish you guys were here.
Well, I mean, you can always hop on the highway and get down here to
there
Packer Avenue, but since you're there.
I'll see you guys next week.
All right, Elliot. So obviously the big Eagles news of the week is they finally made their coaching hires and they do not have an offensive coordinator. Press Taylor given a promotion, but not to offensive coordinator. He's the passing game coordinator and he remains quarterback's coach. They added Scangarello. Is that his name, Ike? Rich Scangarello.
You say so.
As a senior offensive assistant. So what exactly does this mean? So, Elliot, they went into the offseason, they fired Mike Groh, I would think because they wanted to improve their coaching staff, but they didn't hire an offensive coordinator. So how does that improve their coaching staff?
Yeah, you know, I think we're looking at this the wrong way. I think too much attention is being put on Press Taylor and not enough is being put on Rich Scangarello. I think if they announced Rich as the offensive coordinator, we'd be looking at that as the hire for what it is, which is essentially the veteran guy we wanted with new ideas that's going to come in and help Doug. And the more I learn about Rich Scangarello and his time in Denver and really his time with the 49ers, I like the hire. I mean, one of the things he did last year with Drew Lock, who, by the way, he got to go 4-1 and play at a high level, which I think is impressive since Drew Lock I don't think is anything special. One thing he does a great job of is he's really good at designing plays that get the quarterback out of the pocket. He did that with Drew Lock a lot last year, and I think it's something the Eagles should have done more with Carson last year. So
Let that Bronco buck.
Yeah, got to let that Bronco buck.
Come on, man.
Get rid of that guy.
So I think Press gets the promotion. We hear about it first, so it gets a lot of the attention. But I really think Rich Scangarello is the guy that I think he'll be the one talking to the media. I think that's the offensive coordinator guy.
So is this just a new thing they're doing in the NFL? Because this whole new passing game coordinator is a relatively new thing. So they make him the senior assistant, so he pretty much he oversees everything under Doug. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out exactly, because why wouldn't they just name him offensive coordinator? Did they not want to take that away from Deuce and tick Deuce off?
Well, Deuce isn't the offensive coordinator, but
no, I know, but if they hire an offensive coordinator, then right. It can look like that he's slighted by not getting the job again.
Well, look, you see other teams doing it, as you mentioned. The 49ers do it that way. The Rams do it that way. And I think also just, let's be honest, Doug's the offensive coordinator, right? That's what we all said throughout all of last year. It's what we said leading up to the announcement of these hires. It's why they had, you know, probably trouble getting some of the top-tier candidates because Doug's offensive coordinator. But I think what this new structure does show, and I don't think this is a cop-out. I think this is a reality with Doug. Doug listens to the people around him, right? It's a very collaborative approach when they do these game plans. And I think this does a good job of showing, you know, everyone has a role in this thing. And then ultimately, Doug's the one that, you know, kind of sets the game plan and calls the plays.
Would you agree that the fact that Press Taylor is still here and he's going to work with Carson Wentz, that maybe this is a good thing? And certainly Carson could have had some influence there as to keeping Press Taylor here. Some people see that as a bad thing, Elliot. A, do you see that as a bad thing? And then B, what do you think Press Taylor, along with this new guy coming in, can sort of, I guess, add to the offense and sort of put Carson in more of a position he was the last four games of the year?
So my biggest concern with Press Taylor is he's been the quarterback coach for 2 years now, and there's been a lot of, you know, extenuating circumstances, injuries, that type of thing. I don't think Carson has improved over the last 2 years. You can make the argument he's, you know, not been bad and maybe he hasn't regressed, but I don't think he's shown considerable improvement, even though Press Taylor has been working with him every day for 2 years. So that's a concern to me. Do I like the fact that Carson enjoys Press Taylor and their friends? I mean, they're only, I think, 5 years apart, so they're very close in age. I think there's some positives to that, right? But I also think that what you hear about Carson is, you know, he can be a bit hard-headed in a good way, right? I mean, he studies the game. He has opinions on things. And I think that's why when DeFilippo was here, he got the best out of him. DeFilippo was a veteran coach. He'd been around the league. So I do have concerns about Press. But, look, Carson's going to be healthy all offseason for the first time in 2 years. So I think next year is when you'll really see where Carson's at. And that's a reflection of the job Press has done.
Elliot Shore Parks joins us, our Eagles reporter. Of course, he's on the Go Birds podcast as well. By the way, the Go Birds podcast, they opened up the Amazon show.
And let me just throw this back at Elliot. You think I'm going to let that little shot get by me?
Oh, the Carson thing.
Yeah, you think I'm going to let that get by me. It's hard to improve drastically from where he was. I mean, when you're at a top five, top eight level, I don't know. It's hard to get to being a number one, number two, number three guy without being in optimal conditions. And I don't know if that was the case for him this year. Considering what he was working with, I'm actually more impressed with what he did because he did it with less, which leaves me even more optimistic moving forward that if you actually put some talent around him, whew, look out, NFL, because we could be in that Super Bowl, well, hoisting up in that trophy again.
If you want to use 2017 as a standard, then he's definitely regressed under Press Taylor. But if you just want to use from the
that's the only thing you can look at. What else are you going to look at?
I'm saying from
he certainly improved from 2018. Are you kidding me?
I don't think so. I think Carson's basically been the same quarterback since the start of last year. He ended on a high note. Absolutely. He has. Look, he's had accuracy issues. I think his mechanics at times. I think since the start of 2018, he's been the same guy. He's not reached 2017 level. I agree with you. Like 2017, he played at a high level. It's hard to do.
But you know what? Here's the funny thing. I guarantee you where you had him after 2018, either he's gotten better or those five or six quarterbacks that you would have had in front of him, they've gotten worse. Because I know he's not the same level you thought he was after 2018.
Well,
there's no way you can tell
me
that.
I mean,
okay,
you're right about that. Yeah, the last four games of this season had
just
a big impact.
Exactly.
Yeah, it did.
Exactly. Okay.
All right,
okay.
Elliot. So the Eagles announced some hirings as well as I guess they're calling them consultants.
Yeah.
Who is it?
So personnel. You're talking about Darren Sproles and Brent Celek. They announced a lot of moves today. Yeah. So they bring back Brent and Darren Sproles are going to be personnel consultants. So they're going to be on the football operations side. My guess would be these are going to be guys that are going to help out young players, be in the building, maybe meet with draft picks, get to know them personally, and grow. Look, I think that Brent Celek was at the Senior Bowl with Connor Barwin, and that's where a lot of the Senior Bowl evaluations take place, obviously. So that's a good sign. And I would guess they're going to work with players, at least initially.
Training camp and stuff like that, help mentoring or whatever. I mean,
yeah, and getting to know the rookies too, I think. Like when the Eagles decide who they're going to draft, you know, get to know them personally, see what type of people they are. I would imagine they'll have their hands in that.
Elliot, as we take an early peek, and I guess free agency's about a month away.
Oh, I got my grocery list out, Elliot.
All right, let's
hear it. You obviously have what you would do. What do you think the Eagles are going to do? A lot of people are saying they go cornerback in free agency. They try to address the wide receiver in the draft. Do you think that's what they do?
I think that's what they'll end up doing. Just because when you look at the draft, there's just so many receivers. And when you look at the receivers that will be available in free agency, unless Amari hits the free agency market, there's really not a lot there. There's Robbie Anderson, but I think you're going to end up overpaying for him. I really hope, though, that they don't bring in guys like Byron Jones and Chris Harris Jr. I don't want to see them pay A-plus money for guys that are B-level, C-plus type players. So
what are we going to do at corner then?
If it was up to me, I would bring back Jalen Mills as one of my starters, and then I would maybe look in the draft, but I just think you're going to overpay for Byron Jones, flat out.
What do you think you're going to do with Jalen Mills?
You're not going to overpay for him. He only played eight games last year.
I guarantee anything they give him is going to be overpaid.
What?
Because he's not going to get a one-year deal. He's going to get a multi-year deal, which is going to give him probably at least 15 to 20 mil. Wireless, when he signed back here, if he's not going to get
the market's really soft.
Exactly.
I'm not as sure as you are that he's going to get a multi-year deal at a lot of money. I mean, he played half the year, right? I don't think he's viewed as
he's a Super Bowl winning corner. the starting quarterback on a Super Bowl.
I think Jalen Mills is really good. So you're preaching to the choir. I'm just saying I think
no,
he
I'm
is
being
open
facetious,
market.
Quite frankly. Because I know you would rather bring back a mediocre corner than actually go out there and get somebody that can really play.
We'll talk about improving the team. When Jalen Mills came back midway through last year, the defense was considerably better once he got out there. Now,
I got another player, Elliot, because you're bugging me already with two
Well, at least
two
you're not in
already.
Studio, then.
Yeah, I got another player. I want Chris Jones.
Okay, why? Wait, Byron Jones or Chris Harris?
Chris Jones.
Okay.
Defensive end.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. Sorry, I was thinking.
Yes,
corner.
That's who I want. See, I'm moving off the corner because I still want the corner, but I want a defensive end too.
Look, I think defensive end is the second most important need on
this
team.
Yes, 26 years old.
Yep. Absolutely. If I'm the Eagles and I'm spending big money, I'm doing it. There's a lot of good defensive ends out there that are available. And I don't want Derek Barnett as my starter next year. I want somebody better opposite of Brandon Graham. So I am all for spending big money. In fact, with the $44 million in cap space they have, I would spend a lot of it on the defensive end position, even if you have to bring in two of them.
And quite frankly, the Eagles are more likely to do that than they would on the corner. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, there you have it, Elliot.
That was fun, Elliot.
Elliot,
yeah, ended on a high note.
It did. So when were you in All or Nothing?
I would say a positive note, not
Philadelphia
necessarily
Eagles.
A high note.
Well, when were you in it? When can I look for it?
Let's just say they used some of my Carson quotes to maybe as some motivation.
Oh, of course.
Oh, of course.
Let's just say I provide some motivation in the job.
That's awesome. All right, well, there you have it. Elliot Short Parks. All right, brother, have a good weekend.
All right, talk to you guys.
All right, brother.
That's awesome.
Of course.
I just tried to drop him like he was on the phone, too, on my call screener. Yes. I'm an idiot. Yes. Coming up, we're going to make sure you get your get rid of that guy. We all need to start it off. That's coming up next. We're going to debut Get Rid of That Guy. And we'll get back to the phones. We're going to reset the Sixer stuff. Man, people are angry after last night. They're back at it tonight, back-to-back, at home against the Grizz tonight. 888-729-9494. Yeah, Ike, we were just talking about All or Nothing, the Philadelphia Eagles. Guess what? Debuts. Yep. It's out right now on Prime Video. It is your Philadelphia Eagles, and we're in it. Amazon and NFL Films are coming out with Season 5 All or Nothing on Prime Video. It covers the 2019 season.
Of the Philadelphia Eagles, brother. I can't wait to see it.
Did you get paid to be featured in this?
I did not. I don't think so.
I didn't either. I'll have to check it out.
I'll take the PR.
Inside look at this incredible, tough journey through the eyes of the players, the coaches, and their families, and Marks and Reese. A new season of All or Nothing, the Philadelphia Eagles. It's available right now on Prime Video. It's included with your Prime membership. Check it out. All or Nothing, Philadelphia Eagles.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.